You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin transportation officials are warning residents of upcoming traffic changes on I-94 in Eau Claire County. According to a press release, the traffic changes are needed for pavement and bridge work on I-94 from just west of US 53 in Eau Claire to Mallard Road. County Highway J in the town of Washington will be closed to traffic beginning at 6 a.m. on Monday until July, and westbound I-94 will see temporary lanes built in the median. County Highway J traffic will be detoured to US 53 and County Highways D, K, and JJ. Officials from the University of Wisconsin-Stout say they're planning on incorporating artificial intelligence into all of its degree programs. While AI may have more relevance in certain fields than others, school officials say their intent is to prepare all of their students for the future in a workforce that changes rapidly with the introduction of new technology. At the same time, they're looking for ways to incorporate that technology without allowing students to rely so heavily on artificial intelligence that they neglect pursuing foundational knowledge. The Rice Lake City Council has approved the closure of Main Street for this year's Aquafest event. The event had previously been held in the parking lot of the Birchwood Manufacturing Building, but after the company closed over the summer, the bank that now owns the property refused the request to hold Aquafest at its usual location. The City Council approved the closure of Main Street between Messenger and Water Streets from June 4th through June 8th. Part of Highland Avenue will also be closed to vehicular traffic for the event. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting novice hunters to participate in their Learn to Hunt Bear program. According to a press release, the agency will be accepting applications for the program until May 1st. The program seeks to promote awareness and understanding of bear hunting in the state, including multiple classroom and field sessions with experienced hunters and conservation partners. Applicants must be at least 10 years old to participate in the program and will be notified of their application status by June 1st. With just days to go until the nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Elon Musk has announced a $1 million award for a Green Bay resident who signed his petition against, quote, activist judges. Musk-affiliated groups have donated millions of dollars in support of Judge Brad Schimmel, and he has offered $100 to any voters who sign the petition. Judge Susan Crawford has repeatedly accused Musk of trying to buy the election for Judge Schimmel to support the Trump agenda and influence his own pending lawsuit in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the next class of conservation wardens to help protect the state's parks, forests, wildlife, and residents. According to a press release, the DNR will accept applications from April 10th through May 6th. The agency plans to hire about 10 full-time conservation wardens for their 2026 class, with training beginning next January or April. Applicants do not need prior experience with hunting and fishing activities, and the DNR will host a virtual webinar on the job on April 22nd. Aspyrus Health officials say they're working on new construction methods that could allow them to open their new Chippewa Falls Hospital even earlier than expected. Officials have previously said the project could be completed in as little as 18 months from the start of construction this spring, but now say innovative construction methods could significantly reduce that timeline. The city has been without a hospital since the St. Joseph's closure last year, and opening the new Aspyrus facility earlier than expected would make a huge difference for residents. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has announced Michael Carney will be named interim chancellor following the departure of current chancellor Jim Schmidt. After almost 12 years in the position, Schmidt will be leaving to serve as president of James Madison University in Virginia. Carney currently serves as the interim provost and vice chancellor of academic affairs at the school, from which he graduated in 1983. Carney returned to the school in 2020 as a professor and will take over the interim chancellor role on July 1st. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state has joined another lawsuit against the Trump administration. In a press release on Wednesday, Attorney General Call announced Wisconsin will join 22 other states in seeking a court order forcing the Trump administration to unfreeze essential funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. A preliminary injunction against the freeze was issued earlier this month, but the coalition of states claims the administration has continued to withhold that FEMA funding. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is working to support federal workers affected by job cuts from the Trump administration. The governor's office and the Department of Workforce Development have launched a new portal for fired federal workers and others displaced by those cuts to help them find similar employment opportunities with the state or in the private sector. Those workers will also get access to a number of virtual job fairs connecting them with local employers. Governor Evers called the mass firings reckless and a flagrant violation of the law. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose to the Yanks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 4-2 on opening day at Yankee Stadium. A positive was Vinny Capra getting the start at third base and hitting a home run on his first at-bat of the season.
I thought it was a pretty special moment. Yeah, I mean, a win is what we're trying for, but first at-bat to want to do. Stuck to the plan and kind of ended up working out. So
Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta on Capra's shot that sailed over the left field wall.
It was impressive. You know, and at the same time, it's a little weird because we get a little used to see him doing it during spring training. Hopefully that he keeps doing it that well. I think that he has a lot of things to prove, good things for him, for his career, and for the team.
The crew loaded the bases top of the ninth, but former Brewer Devin Williams got out of the jam, retiring Jackson Chourio and Christian Yelich for the save. The two teams have the night off. They'll play tomorrow at noon. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They host the Knicks in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here are some flicks that might be worth a look. If you're in the mood for a horror comedy, check out Death of a Unicorn, starring Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega, as a father-daughter duo headed to a party when they accidentally kill a unicorn. The film is pulling an almost fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes at 57%, and it's rated R. Another horror film opening is The Woman in the Yard, about an ominous-looking woman who mysteriously appears in a family's yard and gives dire warnings. No reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. Action fans might want to check out Jason Statham's new movie called A Working Man, where Statham's character is a mild-mannered construction worker with a special forces military background. You might think you've heard this story before, but no. This is much different than his last film, where he was a trained killer hiding his identity as a beekeeper. In A Working Man, Statham goes after the human traffickers who have kidnapped his boss's daughter. Be careful out there, folks. Pretty much everyone with a mild-mannered job is a trained killer. Let's go to the movies. Actor Bill Murray does not have many regrets over his 50-year career, but the Lost in Translation star appeared on the Howard Stern Show recently and did say he regrets turning down Clint Eastwood. Murray was enamored with some of Eastwood's earlier work and called him. Eastwood asked Murray if he would ever do another military role along the lines of Stripes. Murray told Stern he had sort of a been there, done that attitude and passed on what was most likely the film Heartbreak Ridge. And to this day, he still apologizes to Eastwood. Apparently, the phrase raw dogging has more than one meaning. Actor Patrick Warburton has taken credit for creating the practice by way of his character Putty from Seinfeld. Raw dogging refers to a travel trend in which a passenger boards a flight with no form of entertainment and doesn't even sleep. They just sit there and stare like Putty did on Seinfeld. Sound fun? It might be until it drives Elaine crazy and she breaks up with you. Yellowstone appears to be birthing yet another spinoff. Luke Grimes will revise his role as Casey Dutton. There are no storylines available yet, but the show will be produced by MTV Studios. Other Yellowstone spinoffs include 1883 and 1923, which is currently in its second season on Paramount Plus. Another anticipated Yellowstone spinoff will star Cole Hauser and Kelly Riley as Rip and Beth. It does not yet have a title. Ageism is still alive in Hollywood, but it's not as bad as it used to be for women, according to actress Cate Blanchett. The actress recently told Business Insider that when she started in the biz, an actress had a shelf life of 5 years. In Blanchett's case, it probably doesn't hurt that she's an Oscar winner. The actress is in the midst of a 30-year run with no sign of let-up in sight. The Elizabeth star credits more women producers and writers in positions of power that are more likely to develop roles and content for women. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 70s, but it is going to be considerably warmer just to the south. We have a really tight gradient along a warm front. We're talking highs in the 80s, just a bit south today. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe a thundershower, 37. Rain tomorrow, high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.